then the first Adam died and was buried and is there yet in the dust.
Amen.
Because he represented the world and the people to sin. But the second Adam, being the God of heaven,
Amen.
When he died on Golgotha, there wasn't enough earth to hold him there.
Amen.
He rose on the third
Amen.
Day and is alive forevermore.
Hallelujah.
But the sin problem was settled. God settled the sin problem there at Calvary. That's where the debt was paid. When this Adam, second Adam, died, he paid the debt of sin for the human race and the world, put him in a tomb and sealed him up in that tomb. And they'd do the same today. They're trying to do the same today. I don't want you to miss this. The world is trying and will get worse all the time to seal Christ back in a tomb again.
Amen.
They're trying to make him a historical God.
Amen.
One that walked in days and gave power to disciples to heal the sick and to cast out devils. But what did they do as soon as they thought they had got rid of him? Just like Cain did when he thought he got rid of Abel. They sealed him in a tomb. And put him in there. And today they're trying to keep Christ in a tomb.
Amen.
But oh, what an Easter morning done. An Easter morning ruined all of their theology.
Amen.
And when an Easter morning came for our people, a church here 1900 years later, it
Amen.
Ruined their theology.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
He's not dead. He's alive forevermore. They cannot keep him in no tomb. You can put him in a Methodist tomb or a Baptist tomb or a Presbyterian tomb or whatever you want to, but he raised out of that tomb and is alive today.
Hallelujah.
I had a Baptist tomb and you might have had a Methodist tomb, but one day Jesus rose from there from a historical God to a living, present God, alive forevermore.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Something taking place on that Easter morning. It was a seal, a satisfied seal.
Amen.
When they took him and put him in the tomb and put a Roman seal up on top of it. But when that hour arose,
Amen.
When that hour come, he stayed there for a while, it's true.
Amen.
He stayed there for those 3 days and nights. But on that set time, which the Scripture said,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
On the time when he said, destroy this body and on the third day I'll rise it up.
Amen.
Then there's nothing can stop that Scripture. It's got to come
Amen.
To pass.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
And that seal was broken.
Glory.
And he rose up the same Jesus, alive again forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And for some 1900 years, or maybe I'll say 14 or 1500 years, the churches has had him sealed away. But he said, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. There's nothing going to stop it. There will be light in the evening times. The works that I do shall you also. It shall be light in the evening times. I don't care how many seals you try to put over it. God will break every seal. He broke the seal of the tomb. He broke the seal of hell. He broke the seal of death. He broke the seal of the grave. And arose forevermore triumph over the grave, death, hell, tombs, and every man-made thing there was to show that he was God and cannot be sealed away from the people anymore. God forevermore. Nothing can hold him. The grave couldn't be dug deep enough. Hell couldn't be hot enough. Oh, nothing could hold him.
Oh.
He broke every seal with that great Christmas seal, or not Christmas seal, but Easter seal that he was sealed
Amen.
With. And he said, the same seal that I wear, you shall wear also.
For
the, and this seal that I wear, it shall do the same thing when
Amen.
You're sealed. For he that believeth in me,
you,
the works that I do shall he do also. Even greater than this shall he do, for I go unto the Father.
Amen.